When I was applying for job here, there were 75 applicants for 3 spots. I was the only one to caddy for the president for 10 years. So I got one of the 3 spots and, you know, and worked there for the next 21 years.
And yet, personally, you didn't feel time was on your side. I mean, why do you pick up and quit at 46?
It was a funny decision because I loved what I did. I loved my fund. It's sort of like a hot fudge sundae indicator. I mean, 1 hot fudge sundae is good. 2 is not so good. When you have to eat 7, you sort of approach nausea. I had a lot of things I enjoyed. I enjoyed my job. I enjoyed my outside charitable activities. I really enjoyed my family. It all didn't fit. It just didn't fit. If we had a 9-day week or a 10-day week, I might have been able to do it. But in my person, I probably would have worked 8 days out of the 9-day week. So you can't run a fund half speed. You can't run it a quarter speed. You either run it full out or you don't. I had to come to a decision saying what I want to do the next 20, 30 years. And I decided, you know, this was not what I wanted to do.
Do you feel that once you made that decision, people came up to you and said, gee, I know just how you feel. I'd like to do the same thing, but I can't.
That was amazing, Meryl. I thought a lot of people would be critical, a lot of people would be upset. You know, I had over 1 million accounts in Magellan. 1 out of 100 people in the country were in the fund. I received thousands of letters, thousands of telegrams and phone calls, and almost all of them said, gee, I really wish you'd continue to run it, but I think you're doing the right thing. Thank you very much. People that weren't in the fund said, I think it's a smart decision. You know, it was amazing. I mean, it was incredible. It was this outpouring of people saying, what a brilliant thing you're doing. I didn't think it was that brilliant. I just did it.
What advice do you give those of your generation toying with the idea of getting off the fast track?
Well, if they have enough net worth, and that's what I was lucky enough to achieve, and you're exhausted and you can't do the things you want to do, and you have a lot of young children and you want to spend some time with your wife, it's silly to keep working. I don't remember anybody, when they're dying, saying, I wish I'd spent more time in the office. I mean, I've never heard that statement. It just never occurs. I mean, you ought to say to yourself, what's good? What's fun? And if you've been blessed with enough net worth, it's silly to keep doing what you're doing.